Gorbachev? No, no, something that ended like that. Gorbachev. Yeah, I think that was it.
Oh, him. But we all know what happened to him, don't we? And his plans for... let me see. There was a buzzword, was there not? Glasnost. An ending to the Cold War. Scrap all missiles. Eternal peace and love and brotherhood. I remember that, my dear Richard. Indeed, I do.
Phew, jeez. It's cold enough to freeze the balls off a polar bear here. Cold enough for Russia, J.B. But listen, during Glasnost there was an opening of frontiers. Barriers came down for a while. Now suppose this had once been some kind of American embassy or whatever.
And they built a secret gateway inside it.
Right. Look at that hidden door. Even with the sun coming up, you can't see it. If we hadn't come through it, we'd never know it was there. Stairs go down inside that fake chimney, I guess. Secrets lasted 100 years.
All right. I suppose it's possible. Shouldn't take us long to find out. Or for them to find us out, would you not say?
Once there was sufficient light for them to find their way around, Ryan led a wreck party. It had obviously been a very large house, a positive mansion. They could now see that about a quarter of the original roof had been destroyed. The blackened and charred beams told their own story of the fire. Ryan wriggled cautiously to the edge, peered down, and saw that the building had originally been 4 stories high. Jack was lying flat on his stomach alongside Ryan, the chill wind tugging at his fine white hair.
Lots of trees.
It was true. As far as Ryan could see, the house was surrounded by a rambling forest, reminding him of his own birthplace back in the blue-top shins of Virginia. But these trees were mainly conifers, huge nodding pines and firs, with larch and spruce dotted among them. And the whole scene was blanketed in soft, rolling banks of snow. Ryan eased back, conscious of the way his breath plumed out into the morning air.
See anything, Lover?
Nope.
Think JB's sextant's right?
You mean, do I think this is Russia? How should I know? I've never seen Russia. Not much in the old vids. Trees and snow.
Could it be the Shens?
I was just thinking that. I guess we better find a way down to the ground and see what we can see. Doesn't look like nuke damage.
No, would have brought down the chimney. Oh, Gaia, it's cold!
Picking their way over the beams and joists, they eventually found a trap door with a broken bolt that took them down a ladder onto a narrow, dark landing. The steps were missing every other slat and hung crookedly to one side.
Boy, this place sure took a pounding. Looks like a New Jersey street gang's been using it for practice.
You said it could be someplace near to Moscow, my dear Mr. Dix?
Could be. I don't know the references outside the Deathlands. It's not that well. But it's sure as black dust is Russia.
Why, Doc? Why do you ask?
The old man stood in a pool of sunlight where the ceiling had been brought down. He rubbed a finger along the side of his nose.
Because, my dear Ryan, there is a little something that nags at my memory, yet...
He shook his head.
Something about this place?
Yes, the name of Peredelkino comes to my mind, and...
How's that?
Peredelkino.
God damn, yeah, that brings it all back, all right.
What, Rick?
One of the things I guess you don't know about me is my college career. I majored in electrophysics, specializing in circuit miniaturization and in genetic computer coding.
And?
And I took a minor in Russian. Did some basic language and a bit of history. Nothing too deep. Enough to be able to ask the way to the American embassy and kind of skating over Ivan the Terrible and Rasputin. I guess I've forgotten most of it. But when Doc mentioned that name, Peredelkino...
Something to do with Stalin, was it not?
Yeah, right on, Doc. 20 miles southwest of Moscow itself. Originally, it was some kind of commune for the acceptable writers and artists who towed the Stalinist line. Collection of very nice dachas set among woods and lakes. Rural idol. Kind of a pat on the back for being a good guy or a good gal.
A dacha is a kind of house, like this?
Doc rapped on the worn boards with the ferrule of his sword stick.
Yes. Yes, of course. During Glasnost, was it not? A gesture of brotherly affection from Mother Russia to Uncle Sam. We were given our very own dacha.
And this is it.
Well, I guess it could be. But to believe that the gateway could possibly have survived in working order for 100 years? It's bullshit. Come on, guys. Come on.
Rick leaned his hand against the dull plaster of the wall and shook his head sadly.
JB, you sure about that reading? I mean, if we're stuck in Russia and the gateway's fucked for us to get out, Then we're in the deepest shit.
The armorer rubbed his hands together, eyes invisible behind his glasses. He looked away from Ryan, along the shadowed corridor, hesitating before he replied.
No way around it. Mechanical instruments can't lie, Ryan. Even friends can, but not an instrument. What Doc and the Freezy said makes a kind of sense. That stair was really well hidden. After the nukes dropped over here, there can't have been many of the commies eager to search out anything that well concealed. Now, I guess this old house could once have been a little part of America.
Need food. Fucking hungry. This place does dead.
It didn't look all that promising. The house had no furniture, no carpets, no drapes to cover the broken windows. The floorboards were warped and cracked, and fine dust hung in the cold morning air, dancing in the bright spears of sunlight. On either side of the passage, doors opened onto totally empty rooms. In fact, most of the doors were actually missing. Christy walked cautiously into one of the rooms.
Surprised the whole place hasn't been burned down.
Look,
Ryan pointed up to a corner where a small metal bracket remained.
Sekvids were there. Seen them in the corridor.
In here!
What?
Ryan followed the sound of the old man's voice. He found him in another room, looking at a faded drawing on one of the walls. It was a sketch of some balloons, held in the white, gloved hand of a circus clown. Beneath it was a line of neat lettering. Hi, from your friend Pennywise. All six of the group stood and looked silently at this cryptic message from the long-dead past.
Anyone understand it?
Private joke of some sort, I guess.
Rick?
Pennywise the clown? It was in one of Stephen King's books? Scary man with glasses?
Never mind. Let's go down.
Jack then led the way out of the ravaged room, along the corridor, to the top of the main staircase that led down to the first floor of the house. The devastation was at its worst at ground level. Every door and window had been smashed, and a cold wind blew in from every direction. Fine snow was piled softly in the corners, drifted in. The floorboards were largely rotted, making walking dangerous. Ceilings had fallen, and the walls bore the marks of sledgehammers and the dark scars of fires. It was amazing that the structure was still standing.
There's not going to be any food at all around here, lover.
Yeah, I know.
So?
So we'll have to go out and find us some. If this is Russia, and not the Shens in a cold-out, then we have to get the gateway working.
Christy glanced behind them at the man leaning heavily on his walking cane. His face was pale, his eyes sunk cavernously dark.
You mean Rick has to get it working?
Yeah. It's not going to be easy. Then again, lover, nobody ever said it would be easy.
There were some daubs of heavy, tar-like black paint in the largest room at the front of the house. Strange signs that were like recognizable letters, yet oddly different. They partly covered another piece of graffiti, which was difficult to read in the gloom.
Shall I open the doors?
Careful. When we were up on the roof, anyone could have seen us, even from miles off.
We have to make a fast decision, Ryan. No food here, but maybe there's a vill nearby. But if the Ruskies know we're Americans...
Yeah, but the gateway's well fucked, so we're pretty much forced to look around some. If we don't find anything in a day's march, then we have a problem. Keep looking, and maybe we'll starve. Come on back here to the gateway...
And still maybe starve.
My view, for what little it may be worth, is that we should hazard...